Start to count up. Yep, so we're recording.
We're ready to roll.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, the town council meeting for Tuesday, December 9th will come to order. Is there any public comment on anything that's not on the agenda tonight?
I just have a question.
Yep.
Has there been any kind of consensus about the survey that was sent out, and will we hear any results from that at all?
Courtney's gonna give an update when you're done.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay, is there any other comment?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right, it's good to see you all again. Did you say you did send them?
So you guys got the survey results that I emailed out?
Yes.
Yes, they have seen the survey results.
Okay, and those are available with the community. You have to put them on your website, or the community can request to review them. That copy should, you know, be able to be seen. There is a version that has email addresses for folks wanting to have follow-up. Tried to keep that version just for the staff, so we're not putting out everyone's emails. But I'll just give you kind of a quick rundown from that survey and where we are in the process with the growth policy. So the surveys were mailed out. We closed it at the end of October. We had 120 responses in total, which is actually really good. We do surveys in larger communities and get less responses sometimes. And then there were a lot of responses that, you know, people really, you know, filled out answers to those open-ended questions, which I always really appreciate. I get a lot from those. So I feel like residents were more engaged in this survey than I see for a lot of other communities. So that's appreciated. Not a surprise, most of the residents live within Bridger. About 80%, you know, are over the age of 45. We did get, I feel like, a pretty decent amount between 18 and 34, which again, it's usually demographic you hardly get people responding to. So most folks live in a single family dwelling unit that responded to the survey, which tracks with, you have mostly single family dwelling units within Bridger, so it's kind of representing the community. Most of the folks, almost 45%, are not employed or retired that were responding. You know, about 25% actually work within the town of Bridger. About 50% have been here more than 20 years. So top three reasons that people liked about living in Bridger is the quality of life, the rural lifestyle, and that it's a safe place to live. Those are the three we typically see in our small communities when we do these growth policies, or reasons why people love to be here. A close fourth was access to recreational opportunities, so all of the public lands that are surrounding the community. And so we asked them to rate the priority for potential projects that the town could look at over the next 5 years. Infrastructure was ranked highest priority. Youth services, education after school, etc. was number two. And community services like your law enforcement, healthcare, library, those were third on that list. The quality of service, we asked them to rank it from 1 to 5, and we gave drinking water, fire emergency, pedestrian safety, and so on. People overall felt like there's good quality drinking water, good fire emergency services, good public parks, and some of the things to improve on that were kind of on that lower quality end were sidewalks and streets.
Fair point.
Not surprising. Mm-hmm. what type of commercial development? So we did ask about commercial and residential. We do always like to give the option for folks to say that they don't think that there needs to be any more commercial development. I think from what I've read from a lot of the results was trying to reinvest in the existing commercial buildings that you have, the structure you have now, and trying to make sure that those are getting used up and not so much of new commercial being built, but trying to use what's existing here and mentioned a pharmacy for fitness or their social services of having a pharmacy and more family-friendly places to sit down and eat and hang out after, you know, after school type activities. Residential development, single-family homes are usually the ones that we see their way up there. And, you know, tied, pretty much tied for second, were more rental homes and more senior housing or housing for residents with a disability. I think that's especially hits home in Carbon County since we lost a couple of our facilities 2-3 years ago. So making sure that your seniors can age in their homes or age in their community and they don't have to go to Billings or somewhere else far away as they get older, but they can remain in the community. How can the town best address housing needs in the future? The top one for that was replacing dilapidated structures by far. A lot of also just comments on that, you know, trying to either create enforcement to encourage people to clean up their properties. With that, I usually don't like to just say create an enforcement, put this burden on people. Sometimes there are reasons why people can't clean up their properties, whether it's financial, physical, and so sometimes communities can find grant resources or partners that can kind of help, you know, volunteer programs to help folks clean up their properties if there's a barrier that needs to be addressed. Sorry, this thing's new to me. Well, you kind of get an idea and you have those results. The comments are also particularly really interesting. So we've taken those and sort of drafted goals, objectives, and strategies and implemented some of these results within the growth policy itself. So you'll see those. Where we're at, we pretty much have a first draft done. And so we can go ahead and do a draw to Commerce to get 50% of the funds reimbursed to the town for where we are. We will have members of the planning board review that first draft, make sure it looks good, and then we'll bring it to the town council and staff to review. Eventually, then it will go to planning board. They pass a resolution recommending, it's statutorily required that they pass a resolution recommending the council or the town approves the growth policy, and then we'll draft a resolution of intent. And that opens up a 30-day, typically 30-day public period, and then you can pass the resolution to adopt if you want to adopt it. So that's where we are in the process. That last little bit usually just takes a few months because there's public hearings involved and notice periods and public comment periods, right. But we do have a first draft pretty much there, and it's just sort of refining it, making sure all the information is accurate and is what the community wants to see in the growth policy. Okay. Any questions for me? Sorry, I went a lot longer than I expected.
I have one. I noticed you did not address the historic districts or saving historic things in the town that it was really important. Is that part of the growth policy?
It is. It is part of the growth policy. We actually, our GIS staff made a map of the National Register places. So they included a map of the registered places. One of our strategies that we've listed is going after, you know, historic destinations for those other ones, maybe creating for historic preservation, maybe creating some guidances for businesses on what that needs to look like if they're making facade improvements. You can, as a community and maybe part of your zoning, you can have sort of development standards to kind of preserve that character so people know what they're supposed to do and they're not just guessing.
Well, we do have over 30 structures that are eligible for the National Historic Register. And there is Main Street USA, which is a really good program for businesses. Maybe they want to update their storefront, but don't have it.
Yep, I've got mine in a Main Street program as a resource listed in the growth policy. And a couple of other you know, financial resources listed as well to kind of help businesses.
And do you allow the historic renovation, or not historic renovation, the historic preservation office to be a part of the strategic growth plan?
They can definitely comment, review the growth policy. The growth policy will be available for review and public comment. And so, yeah, so we have the survey portion. We'll have the growth policy available for the public to look at. And I strongly encourage them to look at it at that point and come back with any recommendations. That will be available once we have a first draft that the town, we try to let the town get eyes on it first. That way if there's something in there that they're like, don't put this in there, we don't create, you know, a problem that we didn't listen to, it's not in the new community, and they say, no, this is, you said this wrong, this needs to be this, and this. So we try not to put something out there that's going to have wrong information in it. So we let the town get eyes on it first, and then once they're good, once they've cleared it, then
thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Sounds
good. We're gaining on it.
Yeah, making it work.
All right, is there any other public comment? Anything? Okay, we'll move on. Is there any correspondence?
I do have correspondence. I just got that today, so it wasn't in your packet.
Okay, we'll move on to committee reports. Committee reports. Dana?
Yeah. So another branch is opening up that could be of help to us. Should we decide that? Montana Historic Preservation Grant. It's up to $350,000 with a 20% match. However, if you're over 50,000, you can use 10% of that for administrative costs, which would mean a 10% match. I'll give you just the overview so it will have,
okay.
It is online.
Okay.
Now this is one, this is the north side of the Memorial Park building that is under discussion for the old town hall. And I'll let you guys see that. This is redoing the entrance that's currently a hole filled with leaves down to the basement. It stairs upstairs with a totally enclosed entrance. This is what it looks like presently. And in that would be it's called a platform lift because you only go a half of it. You don't go full story, you go up and down. And it would lift a wheelchair down to the basement level or up to the upper level. So I have a inquiry with this company to see what something like that would cost. But it would be just a possibility of something we could use to fix up this building. The one thing about this that's really good, the grant preservation activities is priority and intent to external repairs, such as they call it the building envelope, consisting of the structured walls, roofs, doors, windows, or foundation, which is everything that building needs. So anyway, I would like you to consider that. The deadline is the end of February. If I were allowed to apply for it for the town through the Bridger Historical Society, it would take, I can't remember, it takes a long time because the legislature has to approve it. And our representative just so happened to have gone through the Bridger Historic Home Tour last summer. So, which is kind of a plus for us because he'll know exactly what we're talking about. If we should get the grant and we could tell him about it, he would know the significance and have actually seen. So anyway, I'll let you guys look at that for a while and So that's a possibility we have right now, and I would like you guys to consider that.
Okay, thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
So the only thing we really have was two subdivisions around Red Lodge, thankfully. But great timing, though, because the county's actually updating their growth policy right now and their subdivision regulations. There will be a public hearing for the county's new growth policy on January 20th at 6. So definitely something to look into and go and check out as well. Otherwise, that's all we have. So, welcome.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. When was that going to be?
The 20th.
January?
Yep, and at 6 rather than 7. Normally it's 7. But since it's a public hearing, we might need a little more time.
Where's that going to be at?
What's that place called?
Oh, it's across from where.
North of Babcock and Miles.
What was the nursing facility that used to be up there?
Cedarwood Villa. What used to be the old Beartooth Clinic building.
Oh, yeah.
That was right across. What is that?
Yeah.
Hauser there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, is there any other committee reports? Okay. We'll move on to board appointments. We got one for Carbon County, Carbon Conservation District. Clinton's our representative right now. Are you willing to take another stab at it?
Yeah, I'll go another round. It's getting harder and harder to get people to show up.
Yeah.
There. But others are always busy to at least have a forum.
Yeah.
But I think the list is 14.
Okay. So we need a motion on that. Correct.
Mm-hmm. So I'll make that motion.
Okay. We've got a motion to approve Clinton Giesick for the Carbon Conservation District. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. And Airport Board terms are up. Myself is on that, and Merrill Pfeiffer. I'm sure Merrill wants to stay on that for another term too. So, I don't have any problem doing that. You guys are good with that. So.
I
should.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay.
So the next one for Annie Collins, that was just a bit of cleanup. Somehow the county and I got off. We appointed her at the right time, but I don't know. Something happened. But anyway, it's just a 1 year is listed on there because she's been serving. I think we just did it for the wrong term or something. So this will just get her through 26 when that term would normally end. So that's why those dates look a little odd.
Right,
so
the normal term would be.
Well, Annie has given up for quite a few tasks to do it. So how does that work?
Well, she didn't let me know that she resigned. Again, she was appointed for this. It was just cleanup for the county. So I was not aware of anything changing.
Because that one meeting, it was several times.
I thought it was the other way around. You gave up your appointment for Annie to take it.
No.
Well, we'll have to get a hold of Annie and find out for sure what's going on, because she's still listed
she
as.
She asked me to do it.
Well,
why.
Yeah.
She's still listed as
the. The council.
Right, and you guys said it was several, maybe a year ago. And the county.
Remember that.
The county has recruited. The county has recruited.
Well, this is what Angela sent me. Was that Annie needed to be appointed for the rest of her term.
Who's
so
Angela?
Angela Newell, the Secretary of the Commission.
Oh,
who handles all the boards.
I don't know if Angela, if Annie definitely asked me to do it.
Should we table that till?
I think we should find out what.
Well, I don't think it's going to hurt anything to appoint Annie, and then if she is going to resign, she can officially resign. Right now she's our appointed person.
Because she has to officially resign.
And this just cleans it up to finish it up through the term of 26. And again, I'd have to pull up the email. I don't remember the circumstances of what Angela Newell and I had that wasn't quite right, but we decided that we'll just do this to make sure that it's cleared up. So let's do this to clear up that part. Then if Annie wants to resign, she can officially do that via letter, and then we can move and open it up to who would be appointed to replace her.
Okay, that's how I'd like to go about it.
I believe that would be the appropriate
approach. Okay. So we'll have to do that. We'll get a hold of Annie and see what she's, what her intentions are.
Yeah.
Okay, so. In the
meantime, I make a motion to appoint her.
Kate, is there a second?
I'll second.
Kate, been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Kate? Then we'll get a hold of Annie and find out what's...
Get that straightened out.
Yeah, because this is just basically, we need to be procedurally correct.
Right.
Yeah.
We absolutely do, especially given the fact that she is the current appointee.
Okay.
And then the town comes in to confirm that term, and then if Annie comes back and says, I wish to resign, then we'll follow statutory procedures for...
Right. Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Excellent.
Okay, we'll move on to workforce housing. What do you got on that?
Hi. So I'm Angela Gentle from Rebel Jersey Community Foundation, and Brad, our programs director, is here also. And we just wanted to share with you, we had a meeting with John Dunlap, under commissioners last week, regarding the CRO, so the Community Reinvestment Organization program that's coming out. That was that came through the HBA bill. So, and they are looking to, looking for some land in Harvey County, a site that would, house probably 9 to 10 home ownership, single family, basically is what they're looking for. And then they would be working with HAB, and they have, engineering firm, Staley Engineering has already been hired for this project, and they would be building these homes, and these homes would be for more than middle class income, which it goes up to 140% of the AMI. So we just wanted to kind of see if there was maybe some sites over in your area that you'd be interested in.
It's early stages, so HAB out of Billings is going to assess where they want to prioritize, because they've already unlocked the state matching money that they put up for Carbon County. So their goal is to get 9 to 10 individual units, standalone units, and where the location is still kind of up for grabs on where they build in the county.
And what is HAB?
They are
used a lot of acronyms that term before, so you're gonna just for my edification, maybe
CRO,
everybody else's.
They go by HAB CRO. HAB is like their name, H A B.
Housing Authority.
Yeah, CRO goes by Community Reinvestment Organization, and that was the $50 million that the legislature put out for the counties if they could match it for up to 140% of AMI, and then whatever they build, the mortgage terms can't be more than 30% of somebody's income. So to try to get in that $300,000 range or $250,000 to $350,000 range on a house instead of the, what's been the primary development preference has been much higher than that in the region. So their step one is to identify if any of the communities are interested and would want to be the site for where they come in and they build and then sell them. But the 819 money kind of brings down the cost, $50,000 to $100,000 of what the market price would be. So.
And I think I shared the website with you also on that email, and that's okay. I can I've got a little pamphlet too here that I'll leave with you, and I can give you more information. And the commissioners are actually they're having a meeting on the 16th, and they will identify a point of contact that will. Step up and start working with CRO and the surrounding communities for interest in sites.
So will they contact us then?
Well, that's, that'll be whoever the point of contact is, that they would reach out to. But, I mean, we're here to help with that process, so, you know, Kristen has my email, and she can reach out to us and let us know if there's something that you guys would like them to look at, for sure. So, pretty exciting project, actually, you know, for Carbon County, so. But if you have questions, you know, reach out and certainly have more conversations about it. And we can let you know who that point of contact is.
Okay. Thank you.
So what I sent around there, Randy and I had met with Angela and Brad and Mirna a while back just because we wanted to see about the possibility of that 8 acres that I sent around there up by the airport. So that's kind of what we're thinking could be a possibility for this program that she was just talking about. So I know some of you have seen that and some of you haven't. You did send me the address too.
Oh, yeah.
It is in the email.
That's just kind of the next step.
Okay.
So just so you guys are aware, that is something that we found when we went hunting for different land again. It could be a possibility.
Randy, did you look to see if that fire hydrant passed the baseball fields is there, that water line there? The one that's not in the ad builds?
I'm not sure what water line is there.
Okay.
You know, there's one high fire hydrant, you know, where that was underground, the wind is blowing and stuff, and there's one. One up by the storage building, there's four functions. I'm not sure if those blocks just north of the property she was showing, those water lines are in there or not.
But we at least have a, tee off the main, right?
Yeah, the main drain.
Yeah.
The main drain.
Main drain through there. Map showed that there's water lines in those blocks, so you just have to add on to them. And if you get it right, you have to bring it down to the airport, also in the high back in the 15.
And the sewer would have to come down and go down the fair lane.
Yeah, but, you know, it's all, you know, we at least got, I mean, our lines match up.
Yeah, it's there any place that's actually would be usable with what infrastructure we have.
Yeah.
Without having to develop a lot more.
Yeah. And I'd be interested to see if this money is involved in laying the infrastructure for the housing.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that's part of the discussion when they're looking at sites is they're going to consider infrastructure costs.
Yeah.
And if they're only scaling up to 9 to 10, does it make sense? Can they keep the infrastructure per unit, you know, in tolerable rate?
No.
If it's, you know, $1.5 million to get the infrastructure there,
right,
or tide blows in the foot on the road out of the site.
Right.
So what would be our steps here? Would we see if we got where exactly all our infrastructure stops?
Yeah.
And like what steps would we take to see if this is a viable candidate?
Wasn't this a coating location one time, pipe coating? Is
yeah.
it environmentally sound there?
Is
that something that should be looked at?
I don't know. That I can't tell you. There was a lot of stuff there.
It seems to me that they were using asphalt and heavy oils to coat pipe there at one time, way back when.
I don't know what got cleaned up and what got buried.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
was in there.
Might need some sampling.
Yeah.
Be part of our
process. Okay. Yeah.
Checking the site.
Yeah. That would be important, I think.
Yeah.
But if the first step is you want it to be assessed and looked at, I think that would be what we would relay back to them. Like, hey, Bridger is at least interested in looking at this to see if it's feasible.
And then engineering will see
and
where we have
out and actually
right.
kick the rocks and see what's what.
And is there any upfront cost for us, or is it all? All
no,
part of the program.
That's part of their program is to come reconnaissance on sites.
Makes sense to me.
Yes.
Just curious, is this only for municipal sites? I mean, is it a private owner that could actually access this money? The development, or is it really, it's a city city-owned land?
There could be other sites considered, other private ownership sites, but the resources are with them to develop. So they're gonna develop it themselves, but they're looking for, so if a site is privately owned and it makes sense because infrastructure costs are lower than other public sites, they might consider that. So there, if there's multiple sites that the community would want them to try to look at, they can look at multiple locations.
I just have a question. Is this property that the city would sell to individuals? Is it a rental site for city development housing, or I'm not sure what.
They would assess, and then they would enter into negotiations with the town on if it's a let 75 lease, if it's a purchase, what they're gonna, how they want to structure it.
That's true.
They're leasing it from the town.
Possibly.
There's no determination yet on if they would purchase it from the town or lease it from the town. They'll look at the business case of even building there and then determine how do they still keep the houses at 30% of the person's household income and getting built. Just to be able to sell it.
So it's a low-income housing?
No, up to 120, 130,000.
Median income.
It's 140% of area median income. Area median income in the private 80s now for the county. It would be something that would have, it would apply to 95-97% of the households in the area.
So are they available then for people?
The purchase, yes. You would have to go through the normal credit validation and then you would own the house. And then depending on if they purchased the land, they would likely be more expensive if they own the land. If they lease the land, then the structure would be likely less expensive. But in terms of how they structure it, that's like six steps down the road. The first step is the site is viable. But, yeah. So the end goal is to have maximum availability with 30% or less of income for the mortgage.
No one from Cuffs. Ray, you got anything?
No, I don't see any legal issues related to this at this time. I mean, right now, this is, as I say, very preliminary, and it sounds like they're asking us to identify places we think might be suitable for such market development. You know, that could be one, that could be two.
If you have multiple, that would be a lot more worth their time, I think, because we're going to look at the other communities in the county and they're going to see if they have sites too.
And if there are, I guess, private owners who are interested in being a site for such development, that's not ruled out. But they essentially have to fit within cost structure.
The business case.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions?
Do we need to do anything to basically put this one in for?
I don't know that a resolution or anything is even necessary.
Well, how do we let Hav know that we're interested?
Well,
I would
think about it, you know, pick out some sites or whatever, excuse me, in the next maybe week or two, and by that time we'll know who the point of contact is, and once we know that, we'll share that with you, and then you can take it.
Something that's viable. Okay. That sounds good. Okay. Thank you, guys. Do you have anything new on the old town hall?
I don't have anything new on
that. Okay. You guys got any questions for me?
Ray, you did the review on the stuff Nan sent over?
Yes, I did look at some of that.
All good?
Yep.
Perfect. So we were just waiting on, since the federal government got shut down, we're just waiting on the approval for ZBA, right, before the funds can be released, right? That's what needs that.
I think that's what we're going to do.
I have to look at our last email, but yeah, everything slowed way down.
We're going through the steps.
Consent agenda. Everybody get a chance to look at the claims in minutes? What's that?
I still guess. I looked at it. Need a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I'll move.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Got for us, Ray?
Well, there have been a large number of routine matters to be handled. We have the brownfields assessment stuff that you just covered here. Ambulance claim stuff continues to move along, but in a very favorable direction. Radio kind of things, you know, it's structural. We're not sure it may work. Our workers' comp issues are still out there, not to be resolved. We're going to be working on this one for a while, but I think the time is turning on that. We've had other kind of just various legal matter things. City court has been pretty busy. There's those, and I think things moved along generally pretty well in our favor. We had that power easement stuff. I think we got a lot of that set up and resolved, and I think we're wrapping up the year in better shape than it looked like we were sort of in the middle of the summer with some of the stuff we had.
If we had any questions for you, I don't.
I don't.
Okay. Thanks, Ray.
You're very welcome.
Bert, you're up. What you got?
I don't really have anything in addition to the reports, although, this is our first full year where we've been doing the state's e-filing system, which is where documents that I originate are electronic. When we started doing it, I was kind of skeptical if we could save any paper or not, but at the end of each year, when we go to see what we're going to move over to long-term storage, we're still not able to load this. It's weird because we haven't run out of space yet. And usually, we take like a list of bankers, box of euro, so I guess we are missing this kind of down on our paper production. That's pretty much all I have. Unless anybody has any questions about the report.
Okay. Thanks, Bert. Crystal, what do you Yeah. Anything?
I don't have anything. I know that we need to get the approval from the county to fund the ramp, which has still happened, that it's late enough to probably not get it in this fall. It's probably going to be this spring.
Yeah.
We will be getting a full ADA accessible ramp at the library.
That would be nice.
Damn.
Okay. Randy.
Got nothing. Campground coming along pretty good. Anybody that knows, we took a tree down. It was aiming for the middle tree and that made it one on the other end.
I'm gonna huge split it.
Yeah.
I didn't see that, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We left the two in the middle and took one down. Doors are closed now, so we need to shoot that inside. Not one foot away, top layer.
Okay. Sounds good.
Got some Advils?
New Advils?
And, you know, new copies?
Oh, yeah, all those new. They're on something, on a disc somewhere, or flash drive somewhere. Did you lose that already? I get that view, right?
I'd have to look in the safe. If you gave it to me, I put it in the safe, but I don't recall. Did you give it to Monica?
I might have. We got it.
That's good enough for me.
Mike?
Just normal. Questions, speeding tickets. Tonight's crap, which is all the people. Nothing out of the ordinary. They did have gas leak, there's that. But, I thought it was someone who was in Wales, and I don't know if it was. So, we had some training on that. That's coming from the gas company, not the boss, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an afternoon thing, it was maybe around, and it was on the way to the boat.
The wind was howling, it wasn't causing an issue, so I was there too. Which was a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kirsten.
So, because you got the resignation letter from Cliff that will be effective December 31st, not that we didn't know that was coming, he was elected mayor, so obviously he was going to step down from council. What I'm wondering from you guys is, do you want me to post that vacancy now and try to get somebody appointed before that first January meeting?
That's going to be a little tight.
Mm-hmm.
It will be tight. In the past, when we've posted a vacancy, we've taken letters for approximately 2 weeks. So, you know, I mean, with Christmas in there, maybe we could do 3 weeks. The first meeting would be the 6th if we were able to do a quick special meeting on the 5th or even before the Tuesday meeting. Of course, no, I have to file it with the county. It'd have to be on the 5th so that I could file it with the county before they took action. So it's up to you guys. I just wasn't sure how you wanted that January meeting look like, since we know that vacancy is coming.
Right.
So I guess I need some direction.
Do you want to do it then, or do you just want to do it for an extra week, but post it now and then just do a special one on
like in 2 weeks?
At like on second week of January, because I feel like Christmas is going to kind of throw a wrench into.
Well, I mean, if I were to post it, say, tomorrow, and you gave them all the way to the 31st, that's a full 3 weeks, but yeah, it includes Christmas. Or you could even, I don't know how much time you guys want to decide, give them several seconds.
Yeah.
I mean, I have the template done. We've done this before. It won't take much of anything to get it posted.
Yeah, let's do that.
Very doable.
Okay.
And then do you want to have a special meeting on the 5th to do that? Or do you want to appoint them at your meeting on the 6th, and then they won't be able to take any action until the February meeting?
Right. Be available on the 5th?
As long as my plant doesn't break, I'll make some time for you.
Yeah, we still have three on the 5th, sorry. I'm just making sure we have four.
Yeah, we'll still be three.
You have to swear in the new council members?
I have to swear them in.
Before that too?
So like, the new ones that were elected in the election, it was new this time, they had to be sworn in within 10 days of the commissioner certifying the election.
Oh, okay.
So I had to, normally I would have sworn them in tonight.
Right, yeah.
In front of everybody, but they had to come in and get sworn in because I only had 10 days.
Okay.
Again, that's new. But for this appointment, my understanding of the rules is it has to be filed with the elections officer before they take action. So if I do it on the 5th, I can email it to her and she can have it filed before they take action on the 6th.
So then they could participate in the meeting?
Yes, they could participate in that January 6th meeting. Otherwise, if you go ahead and do the appointment at the 6th, they won't participate till February.
Yeah, no, that would be,
So, I mean, I don't think one's really better or worse than the other. Like I said, I just need some direction from you so I know what it is you want me to do.
Tyler will be available on it. You'll be available on the 5th? Okay. Okay, I think that works.
I think that's a good plan.
So take letters to the 2nd, and then, you're like, it's a great plan. Take letters until the 2nd, then get them out to you guys that day and post the agenda, and then we'll have a quick special meeting on the 5th. What time on the 5th do you want to do? 7?
7 would probably be better.
Okay. Yeah.
7. Calm down, my kiddo.
Okay, I'll get it posted tomorrow. That was all I had.
Okay. You guys got anything?
I got two things.
Okay.
First one's the ambulance board.
The what?
The ambulance board.
Oh, yeah.
Right, because it requires 2 city council members to be on it.
On the bylaws of the Clarksburg Avenue.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And you were on it.
Yes.
So that would just leave Mark.
So
we're not. So
at the January meeting, we'll do a restructuring of those boards. We're going to re-elect a new council president. That'll all occur in January.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, then we can change that one.
Yeah, anything that needs to happen will happen at the January meeting when we have the full council.
Perfect.
That's part of why I wondered about that seat, because you were either going to do it without that seat in January or hold it off till February, but you've been short people, so it'll be on the January agenda.
And my last one is just either putting it on the agenda or just kind of talking about it is a sewer scope for our aging infrastructure here. So for everybody, I've just been kind of looking in to see what the actual lifespan of like our infrastructure here is, and we have a lot of clay pipe in our sewer. Depending on which engineering firm or what you look at, you're looking at a 50 to 80 year life. You know, some talk about like the Roman blade some thousands of years ago, right? In perfect condition. We don't have perfect conditions here.
No, we don't.
And what we're looking at is, you know, a lot of it was laid in the 50s and 60s, right?
That's somewhere we're in the
40s. So we're edging on the end of usable life, right? So for the sewer side, it was $3 a foot from that company to put their scope in it. About $3. And that doesn't get us very far for how much a sewer scope costs.
So actually, our debtor, Town Conference, has a camera that he thought was lost, but now that Mike went in the back of the complex, he found it. We can actually look at our sewer now with our debtor and their camera. All the ones that we can use. There's a couple places we need manholes if we have too much
technology and the equipment.
Okay, I didn't know that we had sewer splits.
Did we get?
Yeah.
Like I said, it's kind of a pain because it's a, you put it on the end of your jetter and it goes up and comes back and then you take the thing and stick it to the computer. You can get a look at what you did, you can't see it if it's going like all the time.
Not in real time, but just.
So you want to replace them if they're failing?
Well.
Or is there an option of putting that tubing down in them and popping that open and?
Yeah, you can, linings are a good.
So that's what I'm getting at, yeah.
Oh, that's, oh, okay.
Okay, so the cost savings of not having to dig up the whole pipe rather than line the pipe. But the pipe has to be in a certain, you know, good condition, right? Else you can't line it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this is also gonna give us, you know, a lot of information if we, if there is a grant or something, we can literally send them all of this information.
Right.
And it makes it very easy to prove out needing funding. So I just wanted to kind of bring that up and see, kind of put that on the, well, not front burner because more summertime, spring or something, but when you have time, like we got to start putting a process in. If we, you know, if we find really bad pipe, you know, we'll have to address it. But if we build up, you know, the actual information where we can actually list out where our problem sections are, where we can actually line it, you know, what, however, you know, how many blocks are that we can just line, you know, because we're at the end use.
Right. Yeah.
Or real near to it. So we have to put a process in place to start making sure our infrastructure is going to last, you know, the next 100 years.
Okay. Okay. Doug, you got anything?
Not a thing.
Shawla, you got anything?
I do. It's been an interesting 120 plus meetings, gentlemen. Some more interesting than others.
I'll say.
Yep. I'd like to say too to you guys, it's been an honor for me to work with you guys as the council and the mayor. Even though I'm going back on the council and you guys won't be here, but yeah, it's been a good, been fun. We've got a lot of stuff accomplished by.
Yeah, for sure.
So thank you guys. Anybody else got anything?
Yeah. I just want to say thank you, Doug and Shawla, for taking me under your wing and
I think we picked a good replacement.
Yeah. So have fun in your endeavors going forward.
Yeah.
It's been interesting. Yeah, learning experience.
Yeah. Learn something new all the time.
And Mark, I'll see you next month.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. All right. Make a motion to adjourn.
Me? Can I please?
Yep.
I'm making the motion to adjourn.
Okay. I'll second it.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, like I know the pathway. Oh, yeah.